Hello, hello. Welcome. Today, this is your daily nurse and healthcare news with Nurse Choma. And today, we're going to be talking about a number of different things. First, we'll be talking about President Biden apparently released a statement recently, although some reports said that he says he have said this before about his experience at a medical facility. Also, there are some legal action that's being taken place against a particular nurse who was accused and seen given fake vaccines. And then we're also going to be talking about updates on Operation Nightingale and exactly what is happening right now all over the country regarding this news. So definitely stay tuned. You're gonna want to learn more. You're gonna want to watch this, and we're gonna get started. All right. Okay. So let's talk about this. What's going on, right? With this news today is really interesting. Because there's so many ways you could honestly respond to all of this. There's so many ways you could honestly interpret it or not interpret it or not think about it. I don't know. But there was a particular video that President Biden shared recently, or some comments he said recently when he was treated at a medical facility. And I'm gonna allow you guys hopefully be able to be the judge of those words and give your, from there we can talk a little bit about what he said and how we, what we, how we should feel about it, like what we should think about it. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and pull up this video, you guys. Like, it's really interesting, and it's only about 20 seconds long. All right, so it's not a super long clip. So when you hear it, just know it's just about 20 seconds long.
Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school. She'd whisper in my ear. I didn't, couldn't understand them. She'd whisper, she'd lean down. She'd actually breathe on me to make sure that there was a connection, a human connection. She even went home and brought back her pillow.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about what we just heard slash saw. So this is what he said essentially. He said this is based on his experience when he was being treated at a medical facility. He said, "I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson." I'm like, I hope that's not her real name. Because I'm like, wow, they really gave her real name. But he says, "I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson. She come in and do things I don't think that you learn in nursing school. She'd whisper in my ear. I couldn't understand, but she'd whisper. And she'd lean down and actually breathe on me to make sure there was a human connection." Now, another story actually says that he said the same thing, that he actually said this before at a different time. And this is what it tweets. It says, the last time he said, "I had a nurse at Walter Reed Hospital who would bend down and whisper in my ear, 'Go home and get me pillows.' They would actually breathe in my nostrils to make me move, to get me moving." Right? So that's kind of strange, like, and so so from what I saw, some of the comments, people are reporting that they're not a fan of those comments. They don't really like, they said it was kind of distasteful for him to say something like that in the public eye. And when I read the when I watch the video and I listen to it, honestly, I wasn't sure how to take it on, or if he was being judgmental, or I wasn't really certain how to take it on. Like from where I from my perspective is he's saying that this nurse didn't know what she was doing. That's what it kind of sounds like, because he was saying like she was doing things that you don't do, that I'm pretty sure she didn't learn that in nursing school. She was telling me to breathe. She was breathing to my, whispering in my ear, which sounds kind of inappropriate. But then he said something about a human connection. But then he also said, like, she was telling me to breathe into my nostrils for me to move. And I'm like, really? You know? And so it's just kind of weird hearing about something like that, that the president of the United States of America, our president right now, is currently experiencing. So I would love to hear your thoughts. You know, comment below. Let me know what you think. Do you think that he was being, you know, distasteful, or do you think that he was just sharing his experience, or do you feel like he was just, didn't really mean anything? How I could also see it too, as well, is that if he really did have a bad experience, then if anything, what that should tell him is to take nursing more seriously. You know, like, if the president of the United States of America, okay, can go to a hospital to be treated and receive, from what it sounds like he's saying, bad treatment or strange treatment, or, you know, treatment that's not in alignment with nursing, then, you know, it should tell us, okay, you know what, I need to take nursing more seriously. We need to work on how we can improve the state of nursing, given everything that's happening right now, right? So I would love to hear your thoughts as far as, like, what you thought about what President Biden said, you know, if you felt like it was distasteful or weird or whatever. And let me know in the comments, right? I'll definitely love to hear from you. Okay, so that's the first story. So the next thing is, now we're talking about a particular nurse, right? So there was a particular nurse that is now facing legal actions for faking to give vaccines. All right. So let me explain what that means. So essentially, this is, in fact, let me actually read the article for you guys. So this one doesn't have a video, so I'm going to read the article for you guys to hear. 42 families in Spain, so this is not in the United States, but 42 families in Spain are pursuing legal action against a nurse whom, and this is according to apnews.com, against a nurse who they allege faked the process of administering routine vaccines to their children, their lawyer said on Thursday. The nurse worked for 18 months at a government clinic in Santurce, near the city of Bilbao in the Basque region of northern Spain, according to attorney Azatal Aisla. So essentially, it says here down at the bottom, when the parents took their children to be vaccinated, the nurse would inject them very secretly, very fast, and then threw the vial into the garbage can. Some of the parents saw the vial was still full, he added. So what this story is essentially saying is that a nurse was who worked at the clinic. Remember, this is not in the United States. Excuse me. This is not in the U.S. It's actually in Spain. And she was she was supposed to administer vaccines to the children, but she didn't really do it. She was just faking and pretending like she was doing it, which means that she most likely herself doesn't believe that children should be vaccinated. And that's the reason why she was faking the vaccinations. Now, one thing I will say, as a nurse, we are entitled to our own opinions. Right? We're always going to have our own opinions about healthcare, about politics, about whatever it is, right? Like, so for example, you may believe, you know, children shouldn't be vaccinated. But the difference, though, when we're working from a professional standard, is you don't act on your beliefs and you don't impose it onto your patients. Right. So what that means essentially is that even if, for example, you don't believe in giving vaccines to children, option one is don't work in that environment in the first place if you feel that strongly against it. And the other option is you just still do your job. Right. You don't try to infer your opinion, or you try to do it against the wishes of the patient, or in this case, the parents. So that's one of the things about being a nurse, is that we have to learn to set boundaries with our own opinions about healthcare, nursing, politics, things going on in the world, and not allow it to influence our care so that way we can administer the best care to our patients. All right. So that's essentially one of the biggest things when it comes to being a nurse. And it can be a little bit hard depending on like what type of environment you were raised in, and especially if your environment was very critical, hardcore, and et cetera. But always, always, always remember not to allow your own personal experiences to invoke or cause you to influence how you work on a day-to-day professional, right? So essentially, leave all that stuff at the door once you show up to your job. Be the professional nurse that your patients and your patient's loved one needs. All right, so that is the story as far as a nurse facing legal action about fake vaccines. I would also love to hear as well what you think about that. You know, how do you feel about that type of situation? Granted that that story is in Spain, but it's not far from it happening here in the United States or in Canada, right? I'm sure it may be happening and we just don't know about it yet, right? Right. So now we're going to switch it up and we're going to go ahead and turn to our Amazon corner. We're going to show our Amazon recommendation for today. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you guys an update as far as what is now going on with Operation Nightingale as of today. So literally what's happening right now with Operation Nightingale across the United States, across different states, and just give you guys a really, really in-depth breakdown of that. So when we come back to this clip, we're going to talk about all about that. All right. So today over on Amazon Corner, we are trying out, we're talking all about shoes. All right. So we're going to be going over and talking about what are the So there's a couple of favorites that I like. Dansko definitely is one of them. And another really huge fan that I have is Allegra. Right? So we're going to be highlighting these shoes right here. All right, Allegra. All right, so what do I like about Allegra? One of the biggest things is that these are way comfortable. If you're somebody like myself that has flat feet, so I have flat feet, which means that if I stand for a really long period of time, I begin to have lower back pain. And so these ones, what they do, they give like a cushion. So what happens is that when you are walking, every time you're walking, you're putting pressure on your spinal area, right? But when you're wearing these shoes, it gives that extra arch that you're usually missing when you have flat feet. So this one specifically is Allegra. So what I did with these ones, I believe I got fitted for them. So I got fitted for them to make sure I put on the right size. And, you know, these ones last for a very long time. So that's probably one of the biggest things versus when you go to any other shoe store and you just, you know, you buy some shoes. It may last you a year, you know, if you go through another shoe store, especially depending on how much you work. But these ones right here, these one lasts for years. Okay, so there's this one in this color. And then also, we also have black, all right? So let's see here. Can y'all see that? Okay, yeah. Black, Allegra, all right? So the way that it feels when it's inside your feet, it's like it feels really comfortable. It doesn't feel too tight, you know, and nor does it feel too loose either. It's like you're walking literally on, I don't want to say air, but it feels very light when you're walking on these with these two shoes. And then I do definitely notice a difference. Like, for example, about if I was when I was wearing these with 12-hour shifts, these specific type of shoes with 12-hour shifts, I wasn't having complaints where I needed to sit down as much, you know, and so it really made a difference. If you love to work your overtime, if you're really serious about working overtime and making more money, you're going to have to invest a little bit more into your self-care. And that means get the shoes that will last, that you don't have to keep coming in and out, going back or buying a new pair of shoes. So these ones are awesome. They're called, like I said, they're Allegria. And if you go to, all right, so I'll put the link on the screen. You can go to our Amazon store if you want to get it today. And you can literally, these ones are they're definitely worth the investment. Like I said, they last for a long time. Super, super comfortable. They don't wear out. So that's the other thing about this, because I would wear these shoes for 8-hour, 12-hour shifts, and they did not wear out. So, like, you know, with other shoes, they get scruffy on the side, and then also they begin to fall apart, like the bottom heel begin to fall apart or come off over time with other shoes. These ones don't do that. And so if you're really serious about, you know, making sure that you are doing more for yourself and being able to work your overtime, work your hours, then these are the shoes that you definitely want to invest in, all right? So that's it today. Visit the link on the screen. That's it today for our Amazon corner, and we'll see you guys in the next time. Take care. Back to you now.
Okay, so now let me talk with you guys about what is going on as of lately with the Operation Nightingale across the state. I'm sure you've been hearing a lot of different things going on in different states, but maybe not all of them. And, you know, I read this article recently by with CBS News, and it goes over just everything. So I'm going to read it out loud to you guys so you guys can hear exactly what is transpiring, what's happening. So it says here, medical licensing officials in multiple states are scrambling to stop nurses with fraudulent academic credentials from caring for patients after three Florida schools were accused of selling thousands of bogus diplomas. All right, I don't know why I'm catching my tongue today. Now, here's the thing that really blew my mind. It says that New York regulators told 903 nurses, all right, in recent news to surrender their license. 903. I'm like, wow, there's that many? Wow. Like, I'm like, and that's just only New York, which is crazy, right? So, like I said, it told 903 nurses in recent weeks to either surrender their license or prove they were properly educated. Delaware and Washington state officials, meanwhile, have yanked dozens of nursing licenses. Texas has filed administrative charges against 23 nurses, right? Oh my, so different states are handling this very differently as far as what they're doing. In some cases, lawyers for the nurses contend states are questioning the credentials of caregivers who earn diplomas legitimately. But a nurses union official said there's agreement in the industry that nurses with fraudulent degrees need to leave. Now, it says states are acting in the wake of Operation Nightingale, a federal investigation into what officials said was a wire fraud scheme in which several now closed Florida nursing schools sold phony nursing diplomas and transcripts, here it is though, from 2016 to 2022. I didn't even know it went that far back. I thought that it was only like the past 3 years, you know? So I was thinking like, you know, maybe it happened, you know, around the pandemic, but it's been going on longer than that. 25 defendants, including school owners and alleged recruiters, have been charged, and those cases are pending. Those who got the fake diplomas were able to take the National Nursing Board exam and then obtained licenses and jobs in various states as registered nurses, LPNs, and vocational nurses. A U.S. Department of Justice investigation found last month. The schools involved in alleged schemes, so here's the names of the schools, I know, really crazy, thank you, is Siena College, Palm Beach School of Nursing, and Sacred Heart International Institute, right? Students enrolled not only from Florida, but also New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Delaware, all right? So that so these are all the states. I think I'm pretty sure it's even more than this, actually. So it was New York. All right, let me put it on here for y'all to see this, okay? So it was they were enrolled from New York, Florida, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Delaware. Many of the students took their licensing exam in New York, where they can sit for the test multiple times. So that's how they were able to work around. So for those of you that are wondering, oh, how did they got a fake degree, but how did they pass the NCLEX? They went through a state that allows you to take the test at numerous number of times. So that way, you know, they can eventually pass. The nurses got jobs all across the United States. So this is the reason why they are, it's happening everywhere. Because although they got those their degrees in those states, they literally went across, went and got jobs across the United States, including at Veteran Affairs Medical Centers, and according to the court filings. The state board's actions are taking place as hospitals across the nation try to deal with the dramatic staffing shortages. Nurses in Connecticut, California, New Jersey, New York, and Minnesota have held strikes in recent months, asking for better wages, more co-workers, or lighter workloads. Washington State Nursing Care Quality Assurance Commission rescinded the nurse licenses of 17 people, and the Delaware Board of Nursing annulled 26 licenses. The Georgia Board of Nursing asked 22 nurses to voluntarily surrender their licenses. Oh my goodness, y'all. Man, I'm like, okay. And then it ends up by saying the New York's Office of Professions posts on the State Education Department website that it expects some of the 903 licenses who attend the schools did in fact attend required hours and clinicals and are properly licensed. Those people are being asked to have qualified nursing program to submit verification. So there you have it, you guys. Every state is treating this pretty different because some states rescinded their license, some states annulled their license, some states are asking them to volunteer their surrender their license. You know, so it's happening in different ways all across different states. And this is how they were able to bypass getting that their license because they went through the state that allows you to take the test multiple times. So it's really, really crazy that, you know, all this is happening. And what they said is that every case is different, every state is different. And some of these nurses that got fake degrees are being charged as criminals. So not every state is prosecuting nurses. Some states, I believe Texas, some states are actually prosecuting them to go to jail. And then other states are just rescinding their license, revoking their license, or annulling their license, or asking them to surrender. And then we also see there are also nurses that have lawyered up and are literally trying to fight this tooth and nail with a lawyer. But these states are saying, no, you know what? If you have to show proof that you actually went through a legitimate degree, right? A legitimate program and everything. So that is essentially the update of what's going on today with Operation Nightingale, y'all. It's really insane. It's really sad because one thing I feel is that the people that suffer the most is patients. At the end of the day, patients are the one that's going to suffer the most because now we don't have, you know, we have less nurses in order to help, you know, but it's good though that we got rid of and we're removing all these non-legitimate degree nurses, you know. It's good that we're moving that, but it's also just feeding into the crisis as well, all right? So I would love to hear, once again, what your opinion is about all of this, you know, what you think about all of this, how you feel about it. what you think the government should do, if anything, Biden, right? What you think that what you think should be happening, what the response is, if you're pleased with how the some of the states are responding to it, or if you think they're honestly not doing enough. Do you think that some of these, that all the nurses should be charged? Do you think that they should go to jail, right? Or is it enough that they rescinded their license? This is the problem, though, with the standards being different from one state to the other for nursing, because now the punishment or it's not the same, right? So those that's pretty much our thoughts today as far as like what's going on with the daily nurse news and nurse news and healthcare news with Nurse Choma. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for watching this. I hope that you found it informative. You learned something. If you're not already, make sure you hit the subscribe and follow button. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe, follow right now. And then also, if you're not already, make sure you also hit the follow button on Instagram, right? So hello to my people on Instagram. Thank you for following. Make sure you follow on Instagram as well. It's nursechoma_, all right? Make sure you follow the right account because there's actually other accounts out there that try to impose me. So make sure that you follow in the right account, nursechoma_. All right, you guys, love you much. Have a wonderful rest of the night. And then if you, or night, day, I forgot what time of the day is. And if you want to learn more, visit our website, www.choosingnursing.net. All right, take care, share this broadcast, and I'll see you the next time.